This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what I'm terrified of now lately? My newest,
fear.
My newest fear?
Yeah.
Chewing gum.
Why is that?
Well, you know, you guys know I'm addicted to chewing gum. Like, I'm a freak about it. I have it here all the time, right?
Yeah. And I'm the opposite. I really don't care for gum.
I know. My son doesn't either. Oh. But I'm a huge, like, I have in my pantry, I have, like, jars of different color of big bubble gums, you know? Like, I just, it's like a treat for me.
I thought you were going to say in my pants.
A big bubble gum?
Well, you said pantry when you said pants.
Pants.
I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, I have,
you know, I got them in my pantry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
I didn't.
So I have these. I have all different flavors. I get them off of Amazon. I'm sure they're from China. They're probably killing me, but it's fine. But like, they're blue and white and they're just delicious.
Okay. Why are you fearing gum?
Hey, you took us off track with pants. It could have been over by now. All right? That was a whole, like, 3 minutes of pant talk.
My bad.
Because they're showing now that they're called jaw trainers, and these stupid college kids, they want their jaws to be, like, ripped and shredded like the rest of their body. So there's this kid, and we'll post the picture, and he's built up his jaw with the jaw trainers because he's chewing on it every day, and it makes his face so wide. I mean, like... Like, what's the kid that has a Stewie? You know that kid? It looks like Stewie's face.
Oh, yeah, from Family Guy.
His face is that wide, but it's all muscle in his cheeks.
It's insane. These jaw trainers are crazy because I'm getting Instagram ads for them all the time. They're the little squishy things.
Yeah, that you bite on.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid because I chew gum all day long, you know, that I'm building up these muscles and I'm going to make my face super wide. Because I'm just building up these muscles right here.
What is it he's chewing on?
Just a piece of plastic.
Yeah, it's like this. It kind of looks like an elongated ball, and they just chew on it.
See, look at this muscle right here. See this muscle?
Yeah, it's out of whack.
I know. It's so big.
Yeah.
So I got to stop chewing.
Now, don't you think, though, much as you love to chew gum.
Seriously, though, look.
I see it, Jamie.
I know, but it is built.
No, it's not.
You can't see that?
No.
It's a little more defined.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, come on, Carson.
You can see it. Well, you can't see. You're blind as a bat. But anyway, Carson sees it.
Fidel, do you see it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See?
Looks a little more like shredded around there. Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Shredded around there.
No, it's hard right there.
All right, listen.
And it's making my face wider.
Yep. All right.
Listen, and what?
It doesn't look like it to me. I can't see the difference. And I'm being very honest with you. These two guys lie to you.
No, I noticed BJ a huge difference. Like when I got my braces and it moved my jaw a little bit, I definitely got a little more square of a chin.
See?
Yeah.
The jaw is real, BJ.
Listen,
the jaw is real.
Then stop chewing gum.
I know. But I wanted a snatch jawline. That's a new word, by the way.
Snatch jawline. Whoa, yeah. Snatch jaws is here.
Yeah, so I got Botox in my nose to give me like a snatch look.
Yeah.
So I got Botox in my nose. But now I'm noticing because I chew gum, it's like being on a jaw trainer the whole time.
You need to get off the internet.
It's a true story.
It is.
People are working out their jaws. It is a thing.
It is a thing. Yeah. By chewing gum by chewing gum all the time, you're building this muscle right here.
Right.
Yeah, you are.
It makes sense.
Well, I agree. I think you are, but you're not going to come out looking like a cartoon character. What's his name again? Chewy?
Stewie.
Yeah. You're not going to look like Chewy.
Oh, God. I feel really sorry
Why
for?
Why are you sitting here?
I feel sorry for your wife because you don't hear anybody but you.
You're worried about something, no, Jamie. Jaws would be from here to Lyman if the gum was the problem because you've been chewing gum for 40 years.
But look, it's defined. No, I have not. I just started it recently.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I assumed you started when you were a child.
No, I always used to swallow it, but I was worried about blowing a bubble out my butt. Yeah.
It's now a valid
that,
fear.
Now that would be impressive. Okay? The jawline, I don't care. Bubble out the butt, give me a video, man.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.